This past Thursday was the feast of the Ascension, or Ascension Day. We celebrated it a day earlier at our weekly Healing Eucharist. But it is the celebration of that moment when, after the resurrection, after Jesus spent time with his disciples and apostles, appearing at various times, teaching them and giving them their last moments of preparation, that Jesus finally ascends to God. But before he did so, he promised his disciples that they would not be on their own, that he would be sending the Advocate, who is the Holy Spirit. Now, today we see in our first reading from the book of Acts, the apostles preparing for this new mission. This mission that would come to them on the feast, what we call the Feast of Pentecost, by replacing the one who was lost. You know, they were finding the replacement for Judah. And what they were doing, how they did this, was they found two of their numbers who had been with them from the very beginning. And as we see today, they casted lots. You know, they were thought in that day that through lots that God would speak and choose the one. And we end up with St. Matthias becoming the new apostle. And that's, but it does remind us that we often think about the 12. But throughout Jesus' ministry, there were always others who were following. Yes, he handpicked 12 to be his apostles, his, I guess, closest circle, who helped him to lead the others. But we know at times where there was others. You know, we are told about the 70 going out in pairs. We know that along with Mary Magdalene, there was a group of other women who followed Jesus and supported the ministry. So it's always been more than just the 12. Yet the 12 were essential as the new church was blossoming, was becoming a new entity without Jesus' physical presence. And these 12 apostles were called to lead, to teach, to see that the work of Jesus continues in the world today. And it does continue in the world today. Throughout the generations, there have been others who have been called to lead, to teach, to prepare other disciples to go out to proclaim the good news to their neighbors, to the world in which we live. And that calling to go out has never changed. We do gather here on Sundays to worship, to learn, to prepare ourselves. But our true ministry happens when we go outside those doors, when we go into the world in which we live our everyday lives. Our true ministry happens at our jobs, at our schools, at our clubs and organizations, where we have the opportunity to share our own faith. Now, the wonderful thing about our calling to share our faith is that we don't have to be New Testament scholars to do so. What we need to do is be willing to share our own story, our own experience, to share with others how Christ has made a difference in our lives, to invite people to come join us for worship, to get to know Jesus better. When Jesus ascended to heaven, the good news did not ascend with him. It stayed with us. And each of us is called to take it out into the world, to bring the light of Jesus into the darkness, to bring hope to the hopeless, to share our faith in a world that seems where faith is absence, to allow them to know that Jesus is still with us and the Word of God is still relevant today, that message to love one another holds true today as it did then. Last week we renewed our baptismal vows, which calls us to a life of action. To place God before ourselves, to place our neighbors before ourselves. Right now we live in a world where I don't know if it's worse or if it's just that we get hit by social media all day and by news reports. You know, I remember here a while back listening to a broadcast where they talked about when the national news, when I think it was CBS, extended it from 15 minutes to 30 minutes, and people said, nobody's ever going to listen to the news for 30 minutes. And now we have channels that are 24/7. And the thing is so much that is passed off as news is just to draw us in. And so we must work that much harder to pass along this hope, to allow people to know that we can make a difference in the world. Earlier this week, the Reverend Mother Mirice de Champlain, who was my homiletics professor, my preaching professor, died after an odd kind of accident. Last year she had had an aneurysm, and this week, what I understand, she had a fall. And there's something that when any of our, professors that we hear about, especially in seminary, pass away, but there's something about the preaching teacher that we have a special connection with, because these are the ones who have worked with us not only to convince us that we had a voice, but how to use our voice, not for our own glory, but for the glory of God. And I think about those times when I was at seminary and feeling so inadequate, especially when working on sermons for her class and for my field placements. And her encouragement in telling me that what you need to say is already within you. You just need to get out of the way. And I believe that's true for all of us. What you need to say about Jesus is already within you. It's just that a lot of times we just, all of us need to get out of the way. To not worry about if it's going to sound eloquent. To not worry and get anxious that we're not going to be taken seriously. But to realize that God is there. That God's voice is always coming through us. My brothers and sisters, siblings, as we come to the end of this time that we refer to as Eastertide, as we move towards the feast day of Pentecost, and we still say hallelujahs, but we kind of, you know, not so many of them. As the candle after next Sunday moves from up here, and except for various occasions, goes back to the baptistery. We remember that Easter does not end with a particular date. But for the church, Easter is always a part of who we are. That resurrection, that acceptance by God, that being brought into the fold by Jesus Christ is always a part of us as Christians, followers of Christ. So I encourage you to share your own story, to leave the voice of God that's already within you speak out, to get out of Jesus' way so you too can proclaim his good news, not just today, not tomorrow, but all and everything that you ever do.